We continue our learning Le'il Nishmas Davi B'Menachem Urushem Chaim Yaakov B'Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Pesachim Parakei Mishnah Gimel. Shchato Shelo La'ochlov. Let's say a person shechted the Korban Pesach, and he had what in mind? He had Shelo La'ochlov. He had in mind that the people who are going to eat from the Korban Pesach are people who really can't even eat a kezias bus or a kezias of the flesh of the Korban Pesach. Let's say a person who's very old, person who's a chola, people are basically putter for Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah is going to tell us that that is a pasul Korban Pesach. Why? Because the pasuk says in Parshas Bo, ish lefi achlo. It teaches us that the Korban Pesach has to be slaughtered with in mind people who are potentially able to eat from it. If you have in mind that you're slaughtering it and the attendees are people who cannot eat, people who are registered for the Korban Pesach are people who can't eat even a kezias of Korban Pesach, so that's going to be basal. Ol v'shelo l'mnuyav. Let's say a person shechs the Korban Pesach, but he shechs it for the sake of, within mind, people who never registered as part of this particular Korban Pesach. The pasuk says also in Parshas Bo, b'michsas nefashos, ish lefi achlo tachosu alaseh. You have to register in advance for a Korban Pesach before it's slaughtered. Shechting a Korban Pesach for the wrong chabura, or a chabura that did not register, a group of people, is going to be pasul. La arelim. Let's say he has in mind, he's checking the Korban Pesach for people who are puzzled to eat Korban Pesach because they have not had a bris milah. It says, v'chol arel lo yochal bo, and that includes even a Yisrael, even a Jew, who hasn't had a bris milah because, let's say, two older brothers already died, where he's not supposed to have a bris milah. Chazak has already been established in the family that it's dangerous to give a bris milah. That may be true, but he's an arel still and cannot be part of the Korban Pesach. And if the slaughterer had in mind arelim as is the attendee, as his audience, so then it's going to be possible. And velatmeim, people who are tamei, who cannot eat kodshim, can't eat karbanos, so that will also pass to the carbon. So all of these four, person who slash shechted the Korban Pesach, either shalola ochlov, people who can't even eat a kezias, shalola midov, people who didn't register, la'arelin, people who didn't have a bris milah, and latmeim. In all of these cases, it's possible. But let's say you had in mind some of this and some of that. La'ochlov v'shalol la'ochlov, the Mishnah says. You had in mind, I know who's in my group. There's some elderly people who can't eat a kezias basar, but there's some very young people who are going to eat kezias or more of the Korban Pesach. Or limnuyav v'shalol limnuyav. Or you had him on yeshechta with the mind of a group of people. Some of them had already registered in advance as part of this Korban Pesach, as part of this chabura. Some did not. Or lamulim v'la arelim. Or let's say you have a group of people. Some do not have a bris milah. That's true, but many of the men do have a bris milah as part of the people you have in mind and you're slaughtering on behalf. Latzmeim v'latorim. You have some people who are tamei, but there are people who are tamei as well, and you have both of them in mind. You're slaughtering on behalf of both of those people in the group. Then kosher. The Gemara explains that. Hold on. Why is this not the same as the previous mission when I shechted lishmo v'shalo lishmo with the Korban Pesach in mind during this slaughtering? I'm thinking Korban Pesach, then I switched to Korban Shlomim, or the reverse. I'm thinking Korban Shlomim, I switched to Korban Pesach. We said that's no good. That passes the whole thing. So the Gemara explains that that's a very different type of disqualification. That's a disqualification in the guf hazevach. That machshava disqualifies the korban inherently. But when you're speaking about those who are eating the korban, who is attending, who is part of the group, so that's very different. That doesn't pass. It doesn't disqualify the guf, the carbon inherently. And therefore, as long as you have in mind some people who are kosher to be a part of the carbon, that will be sufficient. And the carbon will not be pasul. Shchato kodem chatzos pasul. If you slaughter the carbon pasul before chatzos, so then it's going to be pasul. Mishum shenam, the Mishnah says, bein harbayim. It says, v'shachatosu kolka, Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Bein Harbayim, which is six hours and on. We really try, as we said, to have this question by Mincha as well. What if I daven Mincha 12:01? I write a minute after Chatzos. different questionable whether I'm yotze maybe be the yeved. Korban Pesach officially should be in the afternoon. We wait till 12 till 6.5 hours into the day on a perfect day, 12:30. But nonetheless, to, and then we said obviously on most days you did it 2 hours later than that. Except Erev Pesach fell out on Friday, you do it at that time, 6.5 hours. But either way, here, it's certainly too early. It's before Chatzos. So it has to be Ben Arbaim, and that means has to be at least after Chatzos. So it's certainly going to be puzzle. What about Shchato Kodem Latamin? Let's say you shechted it before the Korban HaTamid. We said the Korban HaTamid is supposed to precede the Korban Pesach. And the reason for that, the Gemara says, M'tzachem daf nun tes, because it's true it says the word Bein Arbaim and Ba'erev by both, but Korban Pesach has Tizbach as HaPesach Ba'arev, and it has the phrase Bein Arbaim V'shachatu Osok Al Chadash Yisrael Bein Arbaim. Says Ba'erev and Bein Arbaim, but the Korban HaTamid only has Esakeres Hashini Taseh Bein Arbaim, only has a Bein Arbaim. So the Gemara says, so if I'm going to, what's going to precede the other, the one that only has Bein Arbaim? If you have Ba'erev and Bein Arbaim, double evening, so later afternoon, that's the Korban Pesach, that obviously is going to go later. So here I went out of order. So, but on the other hand, even though I went out of order, I did check my Korban Pesach after Chatzos. I checked it even after 6.5 hours. So what do we do? So the Mishnah says, kosher. B'di'evet, if you shechted the Korban Pesach before the Korban HaTamid, it's kosher. But uvelvad sheyehei echad min mores bedamo ad sheyizarek dam HaTamid. But you have to make sure the zrikos are not out of order. You have the person who shechted and realize, oh my gosh, I shechted the Korban Pesach, but I didn't bring the tam shechted the Korban tam shabbat abayim. So make sure the one who has mekabel the dam and the kli sharis is mixing it around so it does not congeal, so that you can now quickly shech the Korban tamid shelbein arbaim, sprinkle that blood, and then you'll sprinkle the Korban Pesach blood afterwards. And that would be kosher, and that's the way it should be done. What about the imnizrak? Let's say you ended up sprinkling the Korban to Pesach dam before the zrikas dam atamid kosher, then even that would be kosher b'di'evit. Perakei Mishnah Dalet. Hashoched es ha-Pesach al hechametz over below sase. Person who during the shechting of the Korban Pesach, he still has chametz in his rishus. Now, this is not Pesach yet. It's Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and he's slaughtering the Korban Pesach. If he has chametz in his rishus, or, by the way, that includes anyone in the Chabura on behalf of whom he is shechting. So, over by, below, says the person who does the shechita violates the losa. Say, why? Because the Pasuk says it twice. It says, you have in Parshas Mishpatim, lo sizbach al chametz dam zivchi, in Parshas Kisisa, lo sizchad al chametz dam zivchi. Zivchi is a reference to the Korban Pesach. And what it's telling me is that lo sizchad al chametz, when you have chametz in your rishus, there's an isra d'oraisa for shechting the Korban Pesach when you have chametz in your rishus. The Gemara says that this is not only true when it comes to shechita, even though the Torah says lo sizbach, lo sizchat. It's true with Kabbalah Sadam or Zrika Sadam or being maktir, burning the emurim, the fats on the mizbeach. If you have chametz in your rishus or it's in the rishus of one of the members of the chabura who registered at that Korban Pesach, you violate a lo tase and you chayev malkos. Nonetheless, the Korban Pesach is kosher. You did an Aveira, you own chametz during the Shechita, but your Korban Pesach is going to be kosher. You Yotze Yehova of Korban Pesach, and the Yushalmi explains why. The Torah says, lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi. So obviously the Torah is calling it zivchi. It's calling it a zevach. It's calling it a korban. It must still be a korban, even though you violated the issur of owning chametz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hatamid. Yehuda says, not only on Erev Pesach, if you slaughter the Korban Pesach with chametz in your rishus, do you violate an Isser d'oraisa? But even if you slaughter the Tamid Shelbein Harabayim on Erev Pesach with chametz in your rishus, you're going to violate this lo tase. And he says, I'll tell you why. The Gemara says, because it says, Sishchad al chametz dam zivchi. Zivchi is the zevach hamayuchadli, the zevach that is designated completely to me. That's the tamid, shelbein arbayim, because that's a carbonola, and the carbonola is completely burnt on the mizbeach. Carbon pesach is not completely burnt. Most of it you're going to be eating. So zivchi must be a reference to the carbon tamid. So where do we get the Karban Pesach from? So the answer is, I break up Zivchi into Zevach and Zivchi. The Zevach, that's the Karban Pesach. Don't slaughter the Karban Pesach when you have Chametz in your Rishos. Zivchi is the Karban Atamid, which is a Karban Ola, which is Kulo Lashem. So Rabbi Yehuda learns that there's an Isser to own Chametz, to get Malkos for Shechting, whether it be the Karban Pesach when you own Chametz, or the Karban HaTamid Shelbein HaMayim on Erev Pesach, if you own, you have Chametz in your Rishos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says like this, HaPesach Bar Ba'asar Lishmo Chayav. So take Rabbi Shimon slowly, he has a general rule which will become clear in a couple of minutes. He says like this, a person who slaughters the Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan Lishmo, meaning l'shem Karban Pesach. He has the proper kavana in mind. But he has chametzes in Rishus. So then Rabbi Shimon says, chayef, you chayef for the yisra of alos tishchad al chametz dam zivchi, because we link, if it's a kosher karban, then you violate owning chametz, having chametz in your Rishus. Since the zevach is kosher, you're going to be chayef malkos for slaughtering the karban, a kosher Karban Pesach, with chametz in your Rishus. But v'shalolishmo, but if you shechted the Karban Pesach, but you had in mind the wrong Karban, you thinking Karban Shlamim, and you had chametz in your Rishus when you did that, pater, then you're not chayv Malkus. Why? Because the Karban is pasul. It's not called the Zevach at all. It's not a Shechita. If it's not a Shechita, it's not a Karban. So you can't say lo tishchad al chametz dam zivchi. It's not a real Zevach at all. So you don't violate owning chametz in your Rishus. You don't get Malkus for owning chametz because you slaughtered it. It's not a kosher karban. Ushar kalas vachim. Let's say you brought other karbanos on Erev Pesach. Other karbanos you brought, the Yarban Udavos. You have other karbanos you brought on Erev Pesach, and you had chametz in your Rishus. Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Says Rabbi Shimon, Bein Lishman, Uvein Shalol Lishman Pater. Whether you shechted them, Lishma, for the sake of the proper, for the proper owner, and the proper carbon, or shalolishma, you had the wrong carbon in mind, halacha is that you are putter from the isser of owning chametz, of los tishchad al chametz, etc. Aye, what's the halacha first regarding these carbonos? So the rule is, in the beginning, first mishnah, maseches vachim, anytime you shecht a carbon pesach, carbon chatas are an exception, but generally you shecht a carbon, shelo lishma, for the wrong people, with the wrong carbon in mind, it's still kosher, but they don't count for the owner. The owner has to bring a new carbon, but it's still a kosher carbon. So, but even though it's a kosher carbon, says Rabbi Shimon, you putter from owning chametz if you shecht a carbon shalo lishmo on Erev Pesach. Why is that? So the Gemara says on Daf Samach Dalid that Rabbi Shimon says, you know, this pasuk is written twice. It says Los Ishchad al Chametz Dam Zivchi and Parshas Kisisa. Earlier it says Los Ishbach al Chametz Dam Zivchi, Parshas Mishpatim, and we learn from there that is going to be, because it says the word Zivchi twice, we're going to learn from there that there's going to be a special halacha regarding Karban Pesach, special halacha regarding other karbanos, which will become clear in a moment. Uve Moed, let's say you shech the Karban Pesach with chametz in your possession on Pesach. You're not supposed to be bringing Karban Pesach on Pesach, you're bringing Erev Pesach. You slaughtered your Karban Pesach on Pesach, and you did it lishmo. You had in mind the Karban Pesach. Pater. The halacha is that you're pater, you don't violate the isra of owning chametz during the shechita. Why? Since the Karban Pesach time is past, This is a Pesach. This is a Korban Pesach is pasul. So I won't violate the Isser of owning Chametz while I'm shechting it. And the Gemara says that the case is where the Bailim, the owner, were Tamei Meis. They were pushed off to Pesach Sheni. And therefore, this Korban is really Roy, is really fit to be brought as a Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. Because if not, then the rule is a Pesach that Shalob is mano. Shechting a Korban Pesach and it's not in its proper time, let's say on Pesach itself, that has halacha like a shlomim. So here we're speaking about a korban that's pasul because it's a real korban Pesach. It could have been for Pesach Sheni, but instead I shechted it on Pesach itself. So if it's Pesach and you shecht it l'shmo l'shem korban Pesach, you putter from lo sishchad al chametz. Why? Because it's not a kosher korban. Shelo l'shmo, but if you shecht it on Pesach with chametz in your reshus, for the sake of the not for the sake of the Korban Pesach. Let's say for the sake of a Korban Shlomim, then Yechayev for lo sishchad al chametz, for owning chametz during the Shechita. Why? Because it's a kosher zevach. A Pesach shalol bizmano is brought as a Shlomim. It's a kosher zevach, you violate. So the general rule of Rabbi Shimon to review is that if you shecht a Korban and the Korban is going to be kosher generally, so then you violate lo sishchad al chametz. If you shecht the carbon and the carbon is not going to be kosher, you don't. However, the exception is, was the previous case. The previous case, according to Rabbi Shimon says, if it's Erev Pesach and the Zman is the carbon Pesach Zman, then even if the carbonos you brought, which are non-Pesach carbonos, are kosher, you're going to be potter. Because Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that when Korban Pesach is brought, which is Erev Pesach, so then lo sishchat only applies to the Korban Pesach. It doesn't apply to your other carbonos. And then the Mishnah says, shelo lishma, then the Mishnah says, ushar kalazvachim, let's say other carbonos, that you shechted on Pesach itself. Then bein shlishman, bein shalol lishman, chayev. It follows the rule. If you shech them with chametz in your rishus, you're chayev for lo sishchad al chametz dam zivchi. Why? Because all karbanos that were brought, even shalol lishma, are kosher. And because it's Pesach now, and even though you brought them shalol lishma, the rule is all karbanos in general are kosher, even shalol lishma. And since they're kosher karbanos, and it's not the zman of Korban Pesach, therefore, you're going to be chayiv for owning chametz. When you bring karbanos on Erev Pesach, when that's the zman of Korban Pesach, so lo sishchad only applies to Korban Pesach, not to other karbanos, even though those karbanos are kosher. But once it's no longer Erev Pesach, it's Pesach itself, where other karbanos are, that's the day of other karbanos, not the Korban Pesach day, then you can violate, according to Rabbi Shimon, the yisur of lo sishchad al chametz dam zivchi, because that's the dam zivchi of Pesach itself, on Pesach itself, so then you don't bring a Korban Pesach. Ha, if it's not the Zman Korban Pesach, then you can violate this Isser of owning Chametz during the Shechita of another Korban, as long as their Korbanos are kosher. Chutz, Menachatas, Sheshchata, Shalol Lishma. Except a Korban Ta'chatas that was Shechted Shalol Lishma, that's Pasul. And since it's Pasul, even though you Shechted on Pesach itself, you're going to be Pater from this Isser from Malkos, from owning Chametz during this time, because it's a Pasul Zevach, it's not called a Zevach. Of course, keep in mind, there is an Isser to own Chametz on Pesach itself for a different reason. This is the additional prohibition of having Chametz in Yerushus during the Shechita for which you Chayef Malkos, so that is the additional discussion in our Mishnah.